Hey, welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus at DysfunctionalDysfunctional.com. Dysfunctional Podcast is now on iTunes, so head on over to iTunes and search Dysfunctional, T-H-I-S-F-U-N-K-T-I-O-N-A-L. This podcast is an interview I did with Charlie Heaton from Shut-In. Shut-In is a heart-pounding thriller starring Naomi Watts as a widowed child psychologist who lives an isolated existence in rural New England. Caught in a deadly winter storm, she must find a way to rescue a young boy before he disappears forever.
Hello?
Hey, Charlie.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hey, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm just, hanging out here. So congratulations on the movie. I saw it last night and it's fantastic. I was completely shocked by it.
Wow, thank you so much. That's that's the response that I'm hoping for. Thank you, really.
Yeah. How did this script come to you?
It came at the time. It was 2 years ago when I hadn't actually done any work at the time. I'd done a little bit of English TV. I'd done a small British movie, and then I was over in the States doing pilot season, and I was getting sent lots of pilots, lots of little TV bits, and looking for any role. But then the script came in, and they were like, okay, look, they're going on this very soon. I think it was like they were literally starting filming in 3-4 weeks. And they were like, can you quickly put this down on tape? So I read it, and just kind of at the time, I remember reading it. I was reading it in this, and just kind of being fascinated by it. I felt like it had a very, like a Shining or like a Misery feel to it, and it was a unique psychological thriller in the way that I felt like it was quite grounded in character. And it came to me through my agents, and I taped for it, which is where they ask you to select scenes from the script, or they select scenes and you have to tape for them, and you send them in, and that's what I did. And then I waited, and then I Skyped with Farron a couple of days after and auditioned through Skype, and then after that I got flown over to Canada to kind of test, and we tested for it, and then I'd found out less than a week, that I was given the role, which, at the time, I was so ecstatic, because, I think when you're an actor who hasn't done anything and you're trying to get in film, it can be very difficult, because directors necessarily don't want to take risks on people who are unknown or untested, especially when you've got nothing to show them in terms of, work. And Farron took that risk, on casting me, because in his mind, I think he said that he'd seen, the character, and that was my first movie. And from there, I've been fortunate enough to go on, and I've done two movies and obviously Stranger Things. But, it started everything. Yeah, that was a very long-winded answer, but,
Oh, it's a perfect answer. It is a fascinating character you play. So what was it about this character that caught your attention?
Yeah, two things. I think one, to begin with, obviously a lot of the time, Stephen is in he's in a vegetative-like state, which I think is interesting, because, how do you play that? I was interested to be able to think. Normally you're playing a role that you have to, you have to use your tools as an actor, whether that's your eyes, your hands, your voice, all these tools to kind of make character. But with Stephen, it was kind of the reverse. It was like, well, we're going to have to do, as little as possible, and then researching into what that meant. And then obviously later on in the movie where we find Stephen, his character is, he's quite disturbed. And I enjoyed his psychological makeup. I felt like when I was kind of creating my audition, I felt like there was a real childlike truth to this kid, even though even though the situation he's in is so wrong, he's so kind of delusional. In his mind, it was so right. There is a need to have this world lived out, and anything else is an obstacle. And I think when you're looking for roles, I had somebody told me a while ago, they were like, why do you go for dark roles? And I was like, and at the time, I didn't really know how to answer the question. And then I kind of thought about it, and it was like, well, it's not necessarily dark roles. It's you know, complexities, what makes, you know, I think a darker role necessarily does have these complexities, but it's also trying to find the truth in that and not making someone just dark for the sake of being dark. It's trying to make them, you know, real, and why would someone be like that? And that was intriguing to me. That was the question, right?
It's interesting because, yeah, like you said, this is a pretty dark role, but it's based on a love between a mother and her son. It's very complex. So how do you prepare to play such a complex role?
I think it's just understanding where the character is coming, you know, trying to somehow, I mean, it's impossible to... Can't say that. Okay, I you know, a lot of the time when you're looking for a role, it's like, well, where's my similarities? You know, what can I draw on? And something like this, it's obviously, it is very difficult. But then it's just understanding where the character is needing to be from, and having, like, you know, attachment. Like you said, it's a very basic instinct, the love that you want for your mother, and for it to be reciprociated. But in an extreme heightened circumstance, I spent kind of 2 weeks prior to the film, because I was out in LA, I didn't really know anyone. I spent 2 weeks just in my hotel, in my, like, Airbnb, just kind of going over it and just kind of just thinking about it. And then obviously on set, when you were in that environment and doing it, and this is, again, I'd not trained, I'd not done, I'd not been on a film set, but working with Naomi and having her as, you know, as such an amazing actress, having her to channel off, and it felt, she's able to kind of do so much, you know, with her. It feels very real, and you were able to kind of work together in a very fortunate way. You know, I think if it wasn't somebody, you know, like Naomi is a wonderful actress because she has so much grounding and truth. And if it wasn't, you know, for her, I don't know, it could have been very different. But I was very able to be able to give. She was very giving. I remember we did some of the later shots in the movie, and she was like, if there's anything else that you need while we were doing my coverage. And it was like, you know,
Okay, so yeah, Naomi Watts is definitely one of my favorite actresses ever since I saw her in 21 Grams.
Yeah.
She's just fantastic. Were you at all nervous to be with such a cast? And how was it when you got on set, since this was your first big film?
Yeah, I was nervous because you're interested in a role, aren't you? And again, it's a complicated, complex role, and you just, in your own head, you know, it's like, am I going to actually, you know, I've got the job now, am I going to be able to actually do it? Am I going to be able to make it convincing, truthful? I'm going to be able to work with Naomi, who's done so much work. But then it was just arriving on set, and, you know, having Farron have this belief in me, must give me belief in myself, but having Naomi just being, she was so normal, so really, really such a nice person, and supportive on and off screen, and especially off screen, you know, just having that, you know, support. So I was nervous, you know, meeting somebody. You don't know what a person is going to be like until you meet them. But then when they are, and and they're very normal and very supportive, it just makes your job easy. I think on any film set, you need trust, and you need to be in an environment where you can give. If you're tense, or because you're nervous anyway, or I'm nervous anyway, as you know, when you're going in to perform, but you can't have a hostile environment. It's got to be calm, and you've got to trust each other, your actors and your director. And that was really the sense on this movie. That was, you know, really able to kind of go for it, to give everything that is needed for the role because of the people you're around.
Well, congratulations. You were brilliant in this. You're fantastic in Stranger Things, and I hope to keep on seeing you more and more.
Thank you so much. That's really, thank you very much.
Check out Shut-In in theaters November 11th. Quick reminder, Dysfunctional Podcast is on iTunes, so head on over to iTunes and search Dysfunctional, THISFUNKTIONAL, and subscribe. If you don't have iTunes, continue to check out stuff here on audioboom.com/channel/dysfunctional. Check out more entertainment news at dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, Dysfunctional on the Good Shows app, and Snapchat.